Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. University of Alaska Board of Regents has approved the university's operating and capital budget for the 2019 fiscal year. The budget includes $327 million in state unrestricted general funds. Fairbanks Daily Newsman reports this year's state appropriation is a $10 million increase from last year's state funding. University of Alaska President Jim Johnson says this is the first budget increase for the university in 4 years. The capital budget for next fiscal year totals $5 million in unrestricted general funds. It includes a $2 million appropriation from the legislature, an additional $3 million the university expects from a separate deferred maintenance appropriation that was directed to the governor's office. Regents say the capital budget and $40 million from the operating budget will work to address the university's nearly $1 billion deferred maintenance backlog. A 35-year-old man was stabbed in downtown Juneau after he allegedly challenged multiple people to fight. Juneau police say officers and Capital City Fire Rescue responded to a report of a stabbing near Marine Way and Ferry Way at about 5:30 yesterday. Police talked to the 41-year-old suspect. He told police he used a folding pocket knife, which was on a nearby bench. The suspect told police the victim had challenged him to a fight and then punched him in the head. The suspect pulled out the knife and then stabbed the victim. The suspect told police the victim then walked away. Emergency personnel found the victim in the 200 block of Franklin Street. He was lying on the ground and had a stab wound in his lower abdomen. The 35-year-old victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, and he was last listed in stable condition. Police say alcohol appeared to be a factor. They interviewed the suspect and released him, but the investigation is still underway. Meanwhile, officers arrested a man accused of brandishing a knife last month at Home Depot employees. Patrick Biscuit Kane Jr. faces charges of theft, robbery, and assault. Police say employees attempted to stop him as he allegedly left the store with about $400 of unpaid merchandise. He pulled out a knife and escaped. When police found Kane on Saturday, they also arrested him on a $200 warrant that charges a violation of conditions of release. A second man accused of trafficking drugs to Ketchikan has pled guilty to a charge of methamphetamine conspiracy. The Ketchikan Daily News reports 31-year-old Alfonso Francisco Sandoval entered his guilty plea in federal court Thursday in Juneau. Sandoval and 31-year-old Arthur Ruben Castillo were arrested in October following an investigation by state and local law enforcement and the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. Sandoval is scheduled to be sentenced in October. Castillo's sentencing is planned for September. An electric utility has warned residents of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in western Alaska that their power could be turned off if they don't repair home electrical equipment by August. KYUK Radio reports the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative recently sent out letters to 450 customers in Bethel, a location where professional electricians are scarce.